Welcome to Mammon Audio, and to one of our mother's talking features. Billy is a UK-based mum who at the time of the interview had just one child, a five-year-old son named Oliver. I started by asking her, many mothers don't believe in spanking these days, why do you still smack?
I think it's partly how you were brought up. I always got my bottom smacked by mum when I stepped out of line. I prefer spanking him to a lot of the alternatives. It brings him up sharp. It always makes his behavior change, and although it's a bit upsetting for him, it's soon over.
How old was he when he got his first smack?
You mean a quick slap? He probably got that when he was about a year old, but I started giving him proper spankings, you know, over my knee on his bare bottom, when he was two.
Was that to help you get through the terrible twos?
Oh yes, I think I'd have lost my mind if I couldn't take his nappy down and smack him during those years. I know some other mums whose children drove them nuts during the twos and threes. It wasn't all sunshine and flowers with him, but he was far better behaved than most, and they noticed it at the nursery.
Were they aware that you smacked? That must have been a bit worrying, given the current climate.
Fortunately, he went to a nursery which was run by our local church, and they were pretty conservative, so as long as he didn't arrive with marks on his bum when they changed his nappy, I don't think they were that bothered. In fact, a couple told me he was the best behaved little boy in the class, and they knew why.
Do you still take him over the knee to smack?
Yes, well, you know they're apt to struggle and wriggle around when they know they're in for a smack bum, so putting them across your knee is the easiest way to keep them under control while you're punishing them.
And is it always on the bare bottom?
Oh yes. Of course, when he was little I had no choice but to take his nappy off to smack anyway, otherwise he'd never have felt anything at all and there'd be absolutely no point in spanking him. But even now he's older I still take his underpants down. I think it's safer for one thing, and it shows a bit of intent on mum's part. He knows he's definitely done something wrong, it's not just me losing my rag.
Do you smack on the spot or wait?
I always used to smack straight away when Oliver was littler, but these days I tend to send him to his room first to have a think about what's going to happen. Then I go up and do the deed after about 5 or 10 minutes. I think it's important to be calm when you spank. My mum always used to have a fag before she smacked me to calm her down, but I don't smoke, so that's out.
How hard do you smack Oliver?
Well, it has to sting, you know. I don't beat him, but I do give him something to think about on his bottom. He's usually red and sore for a while once I've finished doing him. It has to hurt, there's no point otherwise, he needs to learn his lesson.
And I guess he cries.
Yes, although recently he's been trying to play the tough guy a bit, and whereas it used to be waterworks even before he got put over my knee, nowadays it takes a little longer for the tears to flow. That's why I've switched to the wooden spoon for the more naughty things recently.
Is that a spoon kept especially for spanking?
No, it's just one I keep in the kitchen for other things, though I usually use the same one every time I smack him. Maybe I should put it to one side just for spanks. Not very hygienic being laid across a little boy's bare bottom all the time, I suppose.
How long do you think you'll keep smacking Oliver's bottom?
I think spanking is most effective during the junior school years. I'd be pretty disappointed and disheartened if I was still using it when he was in double figures. I think by then they should be trained to obey you, and when they don't, other punishments are probably more effective by then. But for now I find a good sore bottom can work wonders. He's always a very devoted and loving boy after he's had his pants put down.